Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Meredith Bott sits down with Sal Bird, the founder of Your Deal Source.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our latest installment of our podcast. You might be listening on audio as well as or watching on video. So we have a wonderful guest today, my good friend, Sal Bird. And we are going to talk about his company and how his company may be able to help you and your network, your family members, your friends who own businesses. So it's definitely a great resource, a really great resource. So I really wanted to interview Sal to kind of share a little bit of himself and how this came about, as well as how we can help any business owner who is looking for assistance in growth or managing it or so many different things. We're all business owners here, and almost every day there's something that I wish I had an expert in the back of my pocket to ask questions of. So that's exactly what Sal's company does. All right, how you doing, Sal?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So thank you, Meredith, and inviting me here to this podcast. This is something new. So, you know, first time doing podcasts. So a newbie. My name is Sal Bird, and I am the founder of the company's called Your Deal Source. And we are a marketplace for small businesses, for C-suite executives and lenders to privately held companies. And the idea of Your Deal Source came about in the midst of pandemic, when as a C-suite executive, outsourced C-suite executive, I work with a number of different clients, and I was seeing how I was struggling as a consultant to find clientele and how the clientele was struggling with, you know, being shut down. What do we do? What's going to happen with finances? What's going to happen with business practices? What's going to happen with people? Nobody knew anything. So what the idea came from a need for strategic advice to privately held companies. And every company that is out there, smaller companies, they're always looking for financing. They're always looking for capital as well. So all of those things, you know, there's lots of different companies on the internet that do, you know, one thing or they do another thing, but no one really does everything in tandem. There's very few educational resources out there. There's very few things to teach the business owner on how to manage finances, how to manage debt, how to manage growth, how to hire people, how to, you know, create a marketing strategy for their companies, and so on. So that's the idea of Your Deal Source. We're focused on, like I said, on 6-7 different disciplines for privately held, for consultants to privately held companies. And those 7 disciplines are sales and marketing, finance, operations, legal, HR, and then sometimes IT. Yes.
Yeah, those are great areas. And I can totally see how in 2020, we were all in a panic, right? What the heck do we do now? Especially ones that were connected to certain industries like, you know, travel, or where it's really, you know, they definitely needed some additional help. Well, I want to go backwards to kind of tell the audience a little bit about your background, Sal. Tell us a little bit about like your career, how you got to where you are today. I know that you have a lot of smart things that you've done in the past that we've talked about before.
Exactly. So over the last 35 years or so, I've been in the C-suite, chief financial officer roles in a number of different entities. Started my career at Arthur Andersen way back when, and then kind of grew into various areas. Anything from privately held companies to publicly traded companies, billion-dollar enterprises, and multinational companies. So I've done a lot of that. And then the last 9+ years, I've been a partner at a company called B2B CFO. We are one of the largest strategic consulting companies in the U.S. And so it's been a great journey, and learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes. That's how you gain experience, right?
That's right.
You learn a lot. And so that's my background.
Tell me what's your favorite part of helping these business owners?
Yeah, but watching the business owners grow and experience the true power of knowledge. Because a lot of the business owners that I come across, they know how to create a widget, or they know how to deliver a service. They know how their market works, but they really don't know anything about HR, or they have struggles with corporate finance, or they have, they need sales management, or they need, things like that, where things that are truly experts in the field are needed. And for a privately held company to hire a full-time marketing guru is too expensive. And frankly, it's an overkill. If you have a $15, $20, $30 million company, a marketing executive that's going to demand $300,000, $400,000 salary plus bonuses and everything else is a bit of an overkill. So that's why guys like myself, the C-suite execs that have tons of experience and tons of time spent in big corporate, we come handy. Yeah. We help out the smaller enterprises to grow and build. And that's where YDS comes in. That's what it's all about. Your Deal Source is a real good platform. If I can say so myself. For education. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that we all have as business owners, the disease of control. We want to control everything. And it's hard to delegate sometimes, right? So even though you might know how to create the widget, you don't know stuff about HR and about marketing as well as you are involved in the actual business. So people just have a hard time like realizing that they should have somebody outside to help them out.
Right. One of the biggest, areas of that we coach at B2B CFO is the finders, minders, and grinders. Mm-hmm. It's a concept where a business owner needs to be able to give up certain things in order to grow the company. Business owners, they generally are finders. They look for business. They look for areas to grow, for areas to build, for areas to evolve to. But then you need to have a time to go and do this kind of stuff, to meet other people and to grow your business. But then you have to have somebody managing the store, and you can't do both. Yeah. And so that's where the that idea of hiring executive experts that have experience in various areas to help you out. That's what it's all about.
And to your point of finders, minders, and grinders, it's like that minders sounds like it would be more of your like executive, like managers who are really
correct,
taking care of the accounting and everything that's around there. And then the grinders are the rank and file people.
That's correct. That's exactly the point. And it's a concept, and you're right. A lot of people have a hard time delegating and so on. And that's one of the things that I think came about. The whole industry of outsourced executives and fractional executives, that industry came about from a need of a business owner to have C-suite, some kind of a executive level expertise in a privately held company where they can't afford a full time, but they absolutely need part-time or fractional help in order to manage their company. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what your deal source will allow you as a business owner to have these fractional CFOs, fractional marketing person, fractional HR person, so you don't have to use your fund to pay for a full-time, you know, person in that role.
Correct. A full-time CFO, if they're really, really good at their job, a full-time CFO would be bored with a smaller company in a matter of months. The reason being is once certain things, CFOs don't get involved in accounting or journal entries or collecting fee funds or doing all those kinds of things. They're more involved in strategy and building other companies and that kind of stuff. And after a while, once you put the certain things in place, and by the way, the same applies to marketing executives or sales executives or even legal. Once you get certain things in place and, you know, contracts or what have you, you put them in place, then you have to sit back and watch and the execution of those things. And then that's the time when you really don't, you know, it's an overkill to have someone like that on staff all the time. And that's where the idea of, part-time or fractional, or whatever you want to call it, CFO is. That's the, or marketing executive or sales executive. That's the idea of your deal source.
Yeah, I love it. And I love it because I think if business owners could really kind of envision that what they're really good at, what they call, your like true things that you're passionate about, if they could stick to those paths only and delegate the rest, if they only understood that, their business would probably grow exponentially, right? And just grow that much faster if they knew that I'm only going to stay in my lane and then try to really have an awesome team to do the rest.
Correct. The biggest challenge for all the business owners that we know is the capital. In order to grow a small enterprise, they need capital. And a lot of the times the capital comes from either a banker or a lender of some sort or an investor of some sort. And the issue is, if you are not ready for taking in the capital, if your infrastructure is not right, if your sales aren't right, if your marketing strategy isn't right, the lending is still, or the borrowing is still possible, but it gets very expensive.
Yeah.
And so in order to make certain things right, in order to grow the business correctly, you have to have experts, or you have to have something that helps you grow the business. Mm-hmm. And that expertise is, you know, in a smaller environment is rare. And so that's what your deal source is all about. We get the companies prepared. We get the companies moving in the right direction to help them grow, build, and develop, and then help them attain the capital that they need to continue to grow. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, that is the magic there. Because really, when you first told me about your deal source, I was like, oh, it's helping people get funding and just financing. And I thought that was it. But then after looking at the website and obviously talking to you more about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like a full service kind of thing, not just here, we'll get to money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I love that. I love that. And I mean, it's such an amazing resource, and we just need to get the word out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do now.
I love it. Well, if you're a business owner, what's the best thing to do? Should they contact you? Should they go on your website? What is the first step?
Yeah, the first step for a business owner is to contact us. There are phone numbers on the website, or my email is sal@yourdealsource.com. We can put, for now, we can guide a business owner to where they need to go. Lending or strategic advisors or anything of that sort. But eventually it'll be a full blown marketplace where business owner can come in and find resources that they need based on the algorithms on the website. But at the moment, we're just trying to help people through the logic and get the word out about Your Deal Source. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And I think what people need to understand is getting all of these different people consulted. It's hard to just Google and just try to find the right person. And it's like dangerous too, because you might get somebody who scams you or whatever. And here they have it in one place that you've already kind of honed in on the great people that can work with a business owner, rather than trying to fiddle around with all the names on Google.
Correct. Well, there are a couple of different things that are an issue for business owners. Mm-hmm. First of all, the consultants, from the consultants or from the experts' perspective, when a business owner asks for help, generally they go to someone that they know, be it a banker or a lawyer or a neighbor down the street. And sometimes the people that are giving advice on whom to talk to, you know, I know a guy, they generally don't know the exact situation that the business owner is in. The people that they introduce may not be qualified or may not be the right type of a person to talk to. And then the business owner winds up spending time and money on things that are not correct or on people that are not right for that particular business.
Yeah.
And that, and then there are, you know, resources on internet that you can go to in order to find someone like that. Mm-hmm. The thing is, for consultants, the experts that we have, vetted consultants that we have, they don't advertise on those sites because they're not, they get blended in with the rest of the crowd. And that just not work. It doesn't work for people like myself.
Yep.
And so, we have, like I said, we have the exclusive vetted group of people that we're adding to every day, and that group is the one that everybody that they can provide services to everyone. Okay. Now, the lenders, various lenders that are out there, that is definitely an issue because you really don't know or. The lenders, especially non-bank lenders that are out there, they are very well hidden. They do, some of them do have their own websites, but nine times out of 10, you don't know what they do. You can't find those sites. They really don't explain what they do and how they do it.
Yeah.
And so business owners get caught up in this dilemma of I need capital. But where do I go to find it? And that's what we are all about.
Yeah, I love that because I think banks are even making it more difficult to get loans. There's certain things that they want to want it to be so like perfect in their numbers, but we know it's not always perfect. There's always things that are more of a challenge, and so I think having somebody like you would be better for a small business owner so they could really explain the numbers because numbers are so flat and you don't know what else is behind, you know, those numbers that can really help grow this company in the next 3 to 5 years.
Correct. Over the last 15 years since 2008 banking crisis. Exactly. getting a loan from the bank is becoming increasingly difficult, more difficult. That's why the non-bank lending is becoming a giant part of overall lending to privately held companies. As much as 45% of the lending on an annual basis of the lending that being done to privately held companies, it comes from non-bank lenders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth of the whole issue. Now, those lenders are really... it's expensive part of the lending. And if you're not ready for that kind of a capital, then taking that in would really cost the company. And that's where we come in. That's where all the experts come in. They can help out the company in strengthening out the weaker parts and make the company grow. And then once that growth begins to occur, it's easier time to find a lender that is less expensive and, bigger chunks of capital and that kind of stuff. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's great.
This is a circular you know, it's a interconnected strategy.
Yeah, it sure does. And I'm going to tie it to kind of what I do, succession planning, business succession planning. I think there's obviously the mode of a business owner to grow. But at some point, they got to look at themselves and say, okay, where's my exit strategy? What does that look like? And how can I make my business that much better to be sold? So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, the exit strategy, you know, a long, long time ago, a friend of mine said that an exit, you know, we're all humans and we're born with an expiration date. We just don't know what the expiration date is. Thank God. But the businesses are not born with us with an exit, you know, with an expiration date. The businesses are created to be long, you know, to have longevity. And if you do it right, transition in the small businesses is possible, and it's, you know, and it's a good thing. You know, unfortunately, not a lot of companies are ready for transition, simply because, you know, transition, you know, buying and selling companies is exceptionally difficult in a privately held marketplace. So the companies have to be ready for transition. The business owners have to be ready for transition, because there's a lot more stuff involved than just, you know, buying or selling, because it's you're creating an asset. You're creating a giant part of your financial wealth. And if you do it right, that financial wealth can be, you know, monetized. If not, it could get, you know, it can get lost.
Yeah.
And so it's a you know, it's always a challenge.
Yeah. And I think that working with you and your team of consultants, I think a business owner will have that much more assistance to keep that business growing so that it can be sold one day. So I think the stronger your everything is in your infrastructure within your business, the better that it will look towards any potential buyer in the future.
Correct. The buyers are always looking for strong businesses, even though everybody, you know, negotiates tries to negotiate the cheapest prices.
Yeah.
But they always look for the strongest companies, because those are the ones that are, you know, strongest management, strongest infrastructures, strongest reporting, strongest, you know, because that all of those kinds of things reduce the risk for the next buyer. And when the risk is reduced, they're willing to pay higher price. And that's the fact of the matter. And that's what we do. All of our consultants, all the people that are on the site, they're experts in building strong infrastructure, be it, like I said, sales or marketing or operations. And those are the people that can really drive the value of the entity. I mean, we've seen the differences in purchase prices, you know, as much as, you know, 20-25% of the value of the company would increase with an addition of some of the experts.
Yeah,
sure.
That is significant. So it'll make a huge difference between a really great retirement versus one that's all right.
Exactly.
So it's a huge difference. Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate your time today, Sal. This has been really insightful. For those viewers and people who are listening who would like more information, please take a look at Sal's website. It's called yourdealsource.com. It's on the comment section or the information section of this podcast and this video. So definitely take a look at that and contact Sal. He's a great, great resource. You can see he's easy to talk to, not intimidating. He's a wonderful guy. And we've met each other for a while here. So I really, really highly recommend anyone who needs this help to talk to Sal. So thank you again, Sal.
You.
I hope you have a great day. And thank you, anyone who's listening and watching. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.